and the plague of lynching that spread across the southern United States in the late 19th and early 20th century, few victims were women. But there were some noteworthy cases, such as Laura Nelson, who was hung from an Oklahoma bridge alongside her son in 1911. Photos of that crime are the only known images of a lynched black woman. The father of folk musician Woody Guthrie attended the lynching and later joined the Ku Klux Klan. It's an incident that haunted the singer. It intrigued another artist, Lexington writer and performer Bianca Spriggs. Spriggs wanted to know the history of women and lynching in Kentucky.
Kentucky was part of the Union, but later it had this, it started to have these Confederate leanings and like Deep South leanings, and I wondered why, you know, why the politics of the day seemed to sympathize with what was going on further south.
Through her research, Spriggs learned Kentucky identified itself with the genteel South, particularly through the horse industry. But those leanings also brought the ugliness of racial violence against blacks to the Commonwealth.
That was pretty fascinating for me. I was a history major at Transy, so I really got, you know, I got to roll up my sleeves and find out a lot more.
Spriggs built all that research into an exhibit at Transylvania University titled The 13. The multimedia work is at the Lexington School's Moreland Gallery. The exhibit includes words by Spriggs and images by collaborator Angel Clark.
I wanted to give the audience the opportunity to connect with the women's names. If we just read off names, you know, how do they personally connect with them? And they're not around. We don't necessarily have pictures of them. So the photographs were important for the project, just to give people a visual reference.
Clark created a variety of images representing 13 female lynching victims identified by Spriggs. She also contributed other elements, such as a display of white luggage, representing the women's entrance into the afterlife. And there is Spriggs' poetry.
I want to open her eyes, tell her 100 years later that she should have been born a gust of cobalt, a blue ember against the granite swath of sky, that she hangs on still as more than a souvenir.
In addition to the exhibit, Spriggs developed the 13 into a music and spoken word piece featuring numerous local artists such as Michelle Hollis and instrumentalist Willie Eames.
You can't holler down our rainbow. You can't climb our apple tree. I don't wanna play in your yard if you can't be good to me.
Because records on Kentucky's lynchings are sketchy, the art in the 13 is more representational and less specific than Spriggs initially hoped.
It's harder than it looks. It's very difficult. It's very difficult because some of this material is so embedded and so entrenched. Like I said, some of it barely made a blip other than just, you know, this happened, you know. So what my job as a writer is to try to recreate the circumstances of the day, you know, mm-hmm. and why the sympathies might have led towards their executions.
Moreland Gallery director Andrea Fisher says bringing the show there was important. While the stories of the 13 are a century old, Fisher says the issues of violence and women's rights remain important issues.
And so this is a conversation that we still need to have. And I think Bianca's show does that very poetically.
Though the show runs at Transylvania University through February 14th, Spriggs promises her work on the 13 will continue.
And it's our signal flare into the universe because we know that somebody's grandmother was involved or somebody had an uncle who knew somebody, you know, because we're in the process right now of researching more of this material. So we're hoping that people come to us and that they don't mind us invading their libraries and their courthouses and looking for documents to kind of continue.
For WEKU News, I'm Rich Copley.